The Audacity of Hope, Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream, by Barack Obama.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To the women who raised me, my maternal grandmother Tutu, who's been a rock of stability throughout my life, and my mother, whose loving spirit sustains me still. Prologue. It's been almost 10 years since I first ran for political office. I was 35 at the time, 4 years out of law school, recently married, and generally impatient with life. A seat in the Illinois legislature had opened up, and several friends suggested that I run, thinking that my work as a civil rights lawyer and contacts from my day as a community organizer would make me a viable candidate. After discussing it with my wife, I entered the race and proceeded to do what every first-time candidate does. I talked to anyone who would listen. I went to block club meetings and church socials, beauty shops and barber shops. If two guys were standing on a corner, I would cross the street to hand them campaign literature. And everywhere I went, I'd get some version of the same two questions. Where'd you get that funny name? And then, you seem like a nice enough guy. Why do you want to go into something dirty and nasty like politics? I was familiar with the question, a variant on the questions asked of me years earlier when I'd first arrived in Chicago to work in low-income neighborhoods. It signaled a cynicism, not simply with politics.